Well, I've spent a lot of time speaking with neuroscientists about this, and one in particular, Dr. Paul Zak, in California here in the States. And what they uncovered is that there are four key elements of really good storytelling that pique our brain's immersion in the stories that are being told. And that is relatability, novelty, fluency, and tension. So relatability is the sense that I see myself in the main character of the story that's being told to me. I relate to this character, right? That's why when we're teenagers, we really like teen movies. When you go to see, say, The Expendables, you tend to see a lot of senior citizen folks, right? It's because we really like protagonists that we can relate to. Even a movie like Star Wars, which is in a really foreign universe, have a lot of weird aliens walking around, talking robots. It's well because all those characters are actually really familiar to us. Luke is essentially a down-home farm boy, right? The talking, you know, C-3PO and R2-D2, even though they're talking bots, they seem very, very human. And they seem like a lot of comedic archetypes that were in sitcoms in the day. Even the spaceships mimic 1950s racers, which actually helped the film a lot in the 70s when there's a huge nostalgia for Americana. We see this in the same way in digital media. So BuzzFeed really built its brand off a tactic, which was writing stories for very specific audience groups. They do like 21 things that only would happen at Stanford, which if you're building an, you know, international media brand, seems weird to say, oh, we're only going to target a story that would appeal to Stanford students. But if you see that story, you are incredibly likely to click on it to get the inside jokes, to then share it with your network, which is filled with Stanford students. And ultimately, you reach the hundreds of thousands of Stanford students that are out there. The same tactic is really effective for brands as well, to speak directly to the very niche audience that you're trying to reach, whether it's small business owners, whether it's healthcare executives, whether it's auditors, whoever it might be. If you craft content that is uniquely made to speak to that audience and to tell the stories of people that are like the audience you're trying to reach and the struggles that they overcome, people are very likely to engage with that because our brains are programmed to respond to stories with protagonists that we can relate to. The second is novelty. So our brains also light up when we see something new. It's an evolutionary response to adapting to new threats that are coming into the picture. So while a story has to be relatable, we also need new elements that are going to pique our interest. This is why a lot of sequels fail, right? Is because while they're relatable, we know the protagonist from before. It's the same story turned over again, so our brain quickly gets bored. The third is fluency. So basically, this is the idea of reducing the barrier to entry in any story you're telling, to writing in really simple language, in video, not putting up a 55-minute clip of your, you know, pasty old guy white CFO just talking into the camera, but crafting a video that grabs our attention within the first 3 seconds. Most brands think that they need to write at a really high grade reading level, 10th or 11th grade. But really, most people prefer to read at a second, third, fourth grade reading level. Hemingway wrote at a fourth grade reading level. So in the stories that we tell, we need to make it as easy as possible for people to engage with them. And the fourth big key we see is tension. Aristotle described a good story as the gap between what is and what could be. And opening that gap, closing it almost all the way right before you open it again. And if we think about any good story, it's having that gap between what is for the main character and what could be for them, and the tension that keeps us on the edge of our seats of seeing them try and close that gap, almost get all the way there, try again, almost get there, until they finally succeed, whether it's a rom-com trying to get the girl, whether it's an action movie trying to pull off the heist. This is what keeps us engaged in a story. And so many brands are afraid of tension. They're afraid of something going wrong and things not being perfect in the stories that they're telling and the content that they're putting out. But if you really want to capture people's attention, whether it's in a blog post, a video, a case study, you need to establish that tension. And if you look across most good brand stories, and especially most effective stories overall, but also brand stories, the most effective stories use these four elements to immerse people, capture their attention, and make them feel something for the brand.